We are now going to look at Corey's work from the start, early years. This was written in 2006.
Look, this very bullet point. If you look at my reviews now, it's like
paragraph. This was bullet point reviewing back in the day.
And I think I was kind of trying to emulate
Xinyi, because Xinyi does that.
Xinyi writes like this.
Correct.
So now I found my... It takes time to find your own voice. I don't think you find it when you're 22 or 23 years old. And this was very brief. It was a good show.
It's a 376-word review. Very short.
I never write that anymore. Yeah, mine are like 800 words now, I think.
So it says, every man remains a boy at heart.
Are you going to read it up?
Yes, that was Rai's slogan for Dev Duo, Ramesh Mayapan, and Lars Ochestedt, right? Lilting Peace, a gem of theatre which probed the various strategies employed by males to retain their dominance.
Can I pause you there? I wrote this when I was 19.
No need for many qualifiers.
I'm 19-year-old
writer. It's okay. We see 2006, we know already, right? Alright, barely clocking in at 1 hour, the comic piece traced the evolution of males from boys to men, and boy, again, a symbolic full cycle. Mayapan and Ochestedt took center stage in the bare vault of the black box, opening the piece with a recognizable childhood scene, two young boys squabbling over a set of toy soldiers. It was an enrapturing performance as they pouted, raged, cajoled, and sulked, flitting easily from one facial expression to the next, and with almost no props in order to strengthen the audience's imagination. Drawing strongly from the male stereotypes, both glaring and subtle, one hilarious instance outlined two teenage boys preening themselves in the mirror, squeezing their pimples, and plastering their hair with gel. In yet another, Ochestedt, the employer, clambered onto Mayapan's employee back while the latter typed hastily at a computer and gradually sank to the ground beneath the weight. A sardonic take on office politics. And of course, one cannot forget the relationship between the opposite gender, where both characters tried to pick up girls in a bar with varying degrees of success, or tried to swat away an annoying girlfriend wife, represented by a dog, after an exhausting day at work. Yet throughout the piece, regardless of the characters' ages, the general subtext remain: is mine bigger than yours? If not, conflict ensued as each character tried to outdo the other in various stages of life, often in side-splitting boyish ways. A deft combination of mime and physical theatre, the play put the insecurities and vulnerabilities as well as instincts of males on display with an overarching tenderness and humour. One minor quibble is that the well-tailored and atmospheric sound design overshadowed the visual performance at times. But all the same, a very worthy take on why men are the way they are.
I could review this review for you now.
Please do! First of all, never mention that he is disabled!
Yes, he's a deaf artist.
Correct.
Both of them are deaf artists. How did I not say that? I think at the time I might have been afraid to say it, you know what I mean?
Oh, because you thought it was politically incorrect?
I don't know, I'm just thinking about that. But number one, that's the worst mistake, that I didn't say that they were both
disabled artists.
And collaborated on devising this work, and they actually both, I still remember the interview I did, they both spoke different accented ASL.
Wow.
So Ramesh Mayapan, I think one of them learned American Sign Language,
yes,
and one was the more European, so they had different slang.
Right.
So the way they communicated had different accents.
Wow.
Yeah, so I wish I had put that in.
Yeah, like, great time, you put that. Yeah. 300, so you got at least 100 words left.
But I think, yeah, I mean, it's quite obvious, lah. This is, it's okay. I mean, there's some insightful points.
There are insightful points.
But really, like, anyone can write this, I like this, I didn't like, you know what I mean?
Mm.
I like the show, I didn't like the show. You know, no context for Ramesh being a really incredible physical theatre performer.
Yeah.
You know, whose disability is no longer disability.
Correct.
You know, like, no one even knows when he performs.
Correct.
And Ramesh is very good at using light cues.
Yes.
Even though he cannot hear music or sound that would cue him.
Mm.
You know, so he uses light as kind of a starting point.
As an indicator, right?
Yeah. So...
So how does it feel looking at your own review that was 2006?
It's all about your reaction.
Crazy. 9 years ago, in your head, pre-university days.
Mm.
How does it feel?
I think they should never, ST should never let, they, and they stopped, they never let interns write ever again. I don't know if it's probably, I don't know if it's because of me. but yeah, you can no longer, as an intern, sorry interns, you can no longer write reviews, even if you're a uni or comms person coming in from NTU to write, you can no longer write reviews. Okay. Yeah. So now they're a bit better. So what you do is, as an arts reporter, you can't write reviews your first year.
Oh,
you
okay.
You
have to learn on the job.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts? Do you feel that, I mean, obviously your reviewing voice has matured, but
yeah.
In terms of what
no, I think
you
the writing's
are
not
looking
very good.
At...
Because you kept tripping over words, right? It's a sign. You can read your review out to yourself. It should flow. Like, not so many, like, parentheses and, like, clauses in between. It should be, like, you know, something that you can understand quite conversationally. Yeah.